invite you for the next half hour to join us for interviews, discussion, inspiration, and for strategies to help you fulfill your potential, both in life and in business. Hello and welcome back to Remarkable Woman Radio. Today I am speaking to Mary O'Toole, who is on the line all the way from Boston in the United States. So welcome along to the show, Mary.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Now, Mary, I've been looking at your website. It's a gorgeous one. It's called thelightwithinwellness.com. And I see that you have a multitude of things that you do. It's like you could almost open your own spa. So you're a wellness coach, international yoga retreat leader, Reiki master, laughter yoga, I didn't know that, as well as judo, intuitive healing and channeling, and as well as you training people with yoga. So that's an amazing array of tools that you have in your toolbox there. So what was the catalyst to get you started down this track?
So it's so interesting. It's like there's so many things. So it all began in 2004 when my husband was deployed to Iraq, and I was having a hard time with anxiety. I couldn't sleep. I was really struggling, and I was always an anxious person by nature, and this just threw my anxiety just out of the ballpark completely. It was really a really tough time, really hard time. But deep down within me, I just knew I didn't want to do like sleeping pills or anti-anxiety pills. And someone suggested yoga, and I started doing a home practice with a videotape, if you remember those. And I kept doing it for some reason. And I remember one night, the beginning of the practice and the end of the practice, and wherever I went in the middle, it was amazing because I felt so good. I felt so calm. And then from there, I got really curious about yoga. I started off with the yoga practice, and then that led to the other things that I'm doing now.
Wow. It's just, it's quite amazing, isn't it, that what becomes a catalyst and what gets us started on a down a path that we may not have looked at. I mean, obviously, a husband being deployed to Iraq is an added stress. You know, it's not like they're just going off to work. No, they're going off to work to fight for their country, which is sort of just adds the anxiety levels up a huge amount. You know, it just, how did you get through that time?
Well, I remember I made up my mind at that time that I would just focus in the moment because I did not know what the next moment would bring. I did not know if I was going to get a knock on the door with bad news or a phone call. And so somewhere within me, I decided I was going to be in the moment. And that was before I knew what in the moment was and being present was. That's way before I started yoga. And then when I started the yoga practice, that helped calm me down. And having some really good friends and some good support in place for myself helped me through that. And so it wasn't easy, and some days were easier than others, and some days I had big old meltdowns and really deep cries. And but it was just being present in the moment, just right now everything's good. That's how I would say to myself, right now everything is good. I don't know anything different. And then when I got off the phone with him, I was like, well, right now everything's really good. I don't know anything different. I don't know what the next minute will bring. And I did that for like 14 months. And then doing the yoga practice at nighttime after work really helped me just calm, just stay calm. And that's how I got through. Those are the two key things that helped me through it.
And Mary, you know, anxiety is becoming a big issue worldwide with, you know, the amount of technology that we're exposed to, the amount of stress that we're exposed to. So just what you said there is probably, you know, excellent advice that could go across all walks of life, because there's so many people now that are, you know, and young children as well that have been labeled with anxiety issues. Yeah. And do you reckon that it's actually because they're just looking too far in the future and they're not in the moment, or is there just too much for them to do these days?
Probably a bit of both, but I discovered in my own journey that As a child, I was labeled anxious and nervous and shy. And actually, on this path of wellness and connecting and to myself and finding myself, started with the yoga and then went into the Reiki and energy healing stuff, I discovered I was so sensitive to energy. I would pick up on everybody else's emotions and energy. So as a child, I was picking up on anybody that was around me, all their emotions. So it made a lot of sense that I would feel anxious because I didn't know how to process that energy, even though that energy wasn't really my stuff I was picking up on. So I think in today's world with the connection of social media, there's so much distraction, we're really fast-paced, there's so much going on in the world that's not all considered, you know, a positive thing, and there's a lot of pressure on children to be a certain way, and we forget that we're all can be childlike. We can all have fun. We need to play. We need to really tune into our own bodies. We get to know ourselves. And starting with children, you can make it fun for them. When I was back home in Ireland recently, I took my 5-year-old and my 3-year-old nieces, and we did some yoga together. And one of my nieces, she's really sensitive. She gets emotional really easily. She's very easily distracted. So I was able to use some of the yoga tools, children's yoga tools, to help her. And she loved it and it was fun. And she went to bed easily that night and she was calmer than she's been in a very long time. So it's just learning tools for children that's fun and helping them to connect themselves and get away from all the distractions, even if it's like a 10-minute deep breathing exercise.
Yeah, that's such a good point, isn't it? Because it is so much that can keep us all distracted, let alone children. I mean, we were lucky we didn't grow up with the amount of input and distraction that the kids these days have to deal with. And so that's just such great advice. Thank you. And that leads me into, I was looking on your website, and again, it's thelightwithinwellness.com, and you say that most people walk around with open energetic wounds. You know, their past is leaving energetic imprints on them. Is that the reason why a lot of people are staying stuck, do you think?
I think so. I think people are not aware of their stuff, or they're not wanting to be aware, or it's too much. It's really hard work to feel your emotions and your wounds. So I think it's a big part of it. The other part is taking responsibility for yourself. I think it's very easy to look out in the world and say, hey, I'm upset or I don't feel good because of that. And it's not looking inward. So we give our power away to everything else around us. I think people get stuck because they get overwhelmed with emotions. They get overwhelmed with stress and worry and then anxiety builds. And if you don't deal with the underlying stuff that's underneath, it builds and builds and builds. And then you feel kind of numb and stuck and you don't know what to do next. So, because energy is not moving. So I think starting with self-awareness, self-connection for all of us and getting away from the distractions and creating time to be with yourself, whether that's like 20 minutes before you go to bed at night, just to sit and breathe, it helps to move the energy and that helps us to get unstuck.
That's great. Thank you for that. And I love your point about taking responsibility, because often we are blaming everybody else for the reason that we're either stuck or we're overwhelmed or we're anxious. But when we actually take responsibility for what we do, I love that point that we stop giving our power away. And it's such a good point to, you know, to really emphasize, isn't it, is taking responsibility for how we want to go through life and how we want to be.
Absolutely. It's so easy to look at someone cut us off in traffic and be mad at them and you know, have not so nice words about those people, or a rude person in the store and go, oh, those people. But what they're actually doing is sparking something inside of us that we need to look at, whether it's, you know, you grew up with maybe a parent or a friend that didn't treat you well. And anytime you see someone that's being rude, it's, you're reminded of that. And that's a wound that's not healed for you. That's something that you're, the energy of that or the memory of that you're carrying around because you haven't dealt with that. So it's very easy. I see how easy it is, and I do it myself, to blame the outside circumstances for how I feel. But the more aware I become, the more I tune in, I realize, oh, yikes, I need to be responsible for myself. I get to be responsible for myself. And that changes a lot, because then you're like, no matter what happens outside, I can have thoughts about it, I can have feelings about it, but in the end, what's going on inside of me is what's important. That can unlock so many things for all of us, because if we were to really look deep enough, we'll see we have patterns. Certain types of people might trigger us, certain behaviors might trigger us, certain circumstances, situations might trigger us. If we look, we see patterns that are our own patterns, and when you see that, then you can have awareness, and then you can start to do the work, and then you can start to shift it.
I love that. It's so wise. Now, the other thing is that I've seen is that you, and I've heard about your retreats, you were just talking about Ireland before, and I was looking on your website, and there's some amazing views there. So you're from Galway, is that correct?
Yes, very good. yes, a lot of people say it. Galway. Yes, I'm from Galway, which is on the west coast of Ireland. I'm actually 32 miles west of Galway City. I'm out in Connemara area, out in the country, born and raised there. And I moved to Boston about 23 years ago, and Boston's been my home ever since. And yeah, so I do retreat. I started off doing a local retreat in my hometown. I was very guided to do it, and I had to piecemeal it and put it all together. And if I listened to my mind, I never would have done it, because it was like, no one's going to sign up. And they did. And in 2013, I started my first retreat ever was an international retreat to Ireland, to my hometown. And it was amazing. And I've been doing retreats in Ireland since then. And now I just scheduled I'm going to be offering a retreat in Portugal next year. October 2020. I'm so excited.
That is really exciting. Because why are retreats so beneficial? I mean, what are your clients getting out of just stepping away from everyday life?
So when you're in everyday life, even if you take a short break and take a yoga class or take a walk or take a vacation, you're still coming back to a similar environment that triggers similar things, that it doesn't give you the chance to go deep enough within yourself and to really connect with you and to shift what you need to shift. So when you're on a retreat, it's all about you. It's all about your needs being met. It's all about your connection to yourself. Yes, it's a group retreat. You're in community. But you learn so much from being together, and everyone's there for their reasons. And it's just getting away and tuning in and being in a space where you're taken care of, where you don't have to think about what you're going to eat, because it's decided for you. The time when you're going to eat, you know, it's in flow. So you get to take a break from, I say, you don't have to think. You can just be with yourself. I'll do the thinking for you. And I love taking care of people in that way, because we are so overwhelmed with scheduling and time and having to be in certain places all the time and having to be a certain person for other people. Whether you're a mom and you have to take care of your children, a wife, you take care of your partner, you know, or you're at work, you have to focus on work. But when you get yourself away from your environment for an extended period of time, you have an opportunity to really tune in deeply to yourself and get to know your body, get to know what's going on emotionally, get to know your energy, and come back as a new person. It gets to shift you. You get to be able to cope with life a little bit more. One of the retreats, I had a woman who takes care of her elderly parents and her elderly aunt, and she just wasn't sure she can get away. She got nervous about leaving them, and even though she put everything in place. But she's so stressed, and she's also a nurse. But she's overwhelmed with so much stress and exhaustion, and she managed to get on that retreat, and she was able to be with herself and shift all that exhaustion and the overwhelm and refresh and reconnect. And she came back handling everything way better than when she left, and everything was great. Nothing fell apart when she left. But so it's a transformation that happens. And an extended retreat, I believe that, the longer you can stay in a retreat, the better, like 5 to 7 days is amazing. It gives you that chance to really, really fine-tune and connect with your energy.
I really like that, because I know when we've gone away on holiday or something like that, and you just want to just disconnect from the world. But after about 3 days, I start to feel a little guilty. You know, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. If I'm reading a book, it should be about that. And it's really interesting just to be able to go, you know what? No, I'm here for a week. I'm here for 5 days. And just to give yourself that time. Obviously, I need to go on a retreat. Just to learn how to do that, but I just love that you just make life easy for everyone, just to be able mm-hmm. to let go and connect to themselves, and I love that, just to really begin to cope with life and to realize that everything doesn't fall apart just because they go away for a few days. I think that's probably the most important thing, is they're not indispensable, and for when people love to give and all the time. So but would you recommend even a 1 day retreat, Mary?
I would. Of course, the 7 day or the longer is better, but 1 day retreat is still amazing and beneficial. As long as you can get away from your environment and someone's holding that space for you, whether it's an instructor, whether, it's someone that's holding that space where you can be, meaning you don't have to think, you don't have to make decisions, you can just feel into who you are, you can be nurtured and taken care of. I think that's a key piece, is that you're taken care of, you feel safe, you feel nurtured, and you don't have to think. But yes, I do 1 day retreat, and people love it, but what happens, they want more of it, so longer, they're not ready to go home after 1 day.
Well, that's obviously, it's because you take such great care of them. And, I mean, how do you fit it all in with all of your toolkit as well? Because you can do a lot with them, can't you?
Mm. So I love having tools, because everyone has different needs. And sometimes when people come on a retreat, they may need more energy work. And so I can bring in that energy for them. So I love having tools and knowledge, because then I can cater to different people, different people's needs, and I can bring that into the retreat as needed. So, yeah.
Definitely. That's so cool. Yeah. Mary, do you have a bit of a guiding principle or something that you feel the longer that you're in business for, that your brand really stands for?
Yeah. What I've learned over the years is to really trust yourself and be in flow with yourself. Because sometimes, from your head, there are like business decisions you can make, or even in life, there are decisions that you make. And if you make it from your head, you're really limiting yourself. So it's taking the space and time to ask yourself, as you sit in more of a meditative state, is this the right thing for me, or is this the right next step for me, or is this the right project, or is this the right client, or is this the right vendor, or whatever, so that you can really get a more of a broader view of all of that. So every time I've tried to move in a certain direction or with a certain project, going from just thinking about it and overanalyzing it, and pushing through it, it hasn't worked out as well. And there have been times where I feel like I'm not working hard, and it's super duper easy, and it's the most magical project or client or experience ever. So it's really having the balance between your logical mind and being connected to that energy of flow and trusting yourself.
That's really cool. So I like to ask all my guests that come on the show that, in business, it's not always easy. And so how do you cope with the challenges? I mean, obviously just learning to trust yourself, like you said, and having a broader perspective where you're, you know, the balance between the logical and, you know, and the intuitive mind. But, you know, what sort of, how do you get past challenges when they come up? Because we know they're going to, so...
What are you talking about? Yes, you know, it's so easy, especially if you're an entrepreneur, you work for yourself, to like, oh, I quit, I don't want to do it anymore, when there's a challenge that comes up. But it's just looking at the challenge as a, what am I learning? What is it teaching me about myself right now? And taking it, I always like to take a step back and look, all right, what's going on? What's going on here? And also having support, like having a coach or a good mentor or a very open and mutual friend that can support you and guide you through it and talk you through it. I mean, your family loves you, your friends love you, but not everyone can just help you take a step back and ask deeper questions around a challenge in your business or in life, and help you, guide you through it. Because it's always, when you look deep enough or look at it from a different mindset, you've learned something. It happened for a reason. You learned something from it, and you may never do it that way again, or maybe parts of it worked for you, and then you can take that and know, oh, that didn't work for me, and then learn from it. So even though it doesn't feel good in the moment, I always find that it benefits me in some way.
Yeah, so you just actually just step back and have a really good look at the situation that's going on, rather than, you know, hands in the air, tears flowing, and just want to sort of turn it off. It's a very mature way to look at it, but I think we all go through stages with it, don't we?
Yeah, doesn't mean I don't have hands in the air and tears coming down, but after that, I know enough to take a step back. I know enough that, okay, I've had that moment. Or day, and then I just can step back and learn from them. Yeah, I've always been that way, because it just, I always feel there's always a big reason that these things happen.
Yeah.
So, but don't not have your emotions around it, because that's healthy too. But also just give yourself the space to look.
I love that. That's great. So do you love to expand and go out of your comfort zone, or are you sort of more now trained yourself to be more in the flow, or do you find that, that the flow is also pushing your comfort zone a little bit?
Oh, such a great question. The flow pushes my comfort zone, and it's funny because I've discovered recently the comfort zone is in the mind. The thoughts I have around something, and then once I do it, it's, oh, that was easy, it wasn't even hard. So I feel like I'm always pushed out of my comfort zone. I feel like when you're on this journey of business, especially as a woman, there's a lot of opportunity to be out of your comfort zone, because there's a lot of things that come your way. So I find the more you surrender and go into the flow and trust yourself, the more you, I see things brought to me, or opportunities coming my way where, okay, that's uncomfortable, or you think it's going to be super uncomfortable. And sometimes I have resistance around it, but working my way through that. But yeah, the flow pushes me out of the comfort zone for sure.
That's so cool. And yet you're looking for the flow, and that's quite a it's quite a discerning little point, actually, isn't it? That the flow state is going to push our comfort zone, but we also are looking for the flow as well. So yeah, I kind of like that. That's cool. Now, mm-hmm. I ask all my guests on the show is, what is most remarkable about what you do and who you are? And the reason why I ask that is because if we don't value ourselves, then the rest of the world won't. So what is remarkable about you, Mary?
So it's interesting. So I find that my ability to really tune into energy and to be in the moment of that, and then keep things so simple, is kind of my gift, in the sense that I love things that are simple, but yet the things I do can seem pretty hard. And but I'm always able to look at things and turn it into something simple for people. So if I have clients who are dealing with challenges and we look at it a little deeper, we're able to look at the reasons these things happen or the gifts that's in all of it and make it so simple and easy and just be tuned into the energy of it.
Oh, I like that. That's so cool. And Mary, how do people find out about you and your retreats?
Yes, they can visit my website, thelightwithinwellness.com.
Great. And everything about your retreats will be on there?
Yes, they will be.
They sound amazing. And now, just before you go, what would be your top tip for anybody that is getting into this service-based industry? Yeah, it's a very broad question, I know.
The top tip is be open-minded, I think, and be curious. And then it just leads you. It guides you. And always try to be your most authentic self and have fun.
Yeah.
We lose fun sometimes. We get way too serious. Me too, especially me. So just have fun, play, dance, and know that everything always works out.
And keep taking a deep breath.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, look, I love that, Mary.
Lots. Yeah,
lots of deep breathing. That's right. So everyone can find out more about Mary on thelightwithinwellness.com. She's got lots of information there. And as we said at the beginning of this interview, Mary, you have an amazing toolkit. And then you even add in a bit of judo as well, which I just find incredibly interesting. So, Mary, I just want to say a huge thank you for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. It's gone so quickly.
I know, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Those were great questions.
Cool.
And I hope that they can inspire and help people.
Thank you so much, Mary. We'll be in touch. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
guy doing a video?
I don't know.
Did he take, like, the wrong pill?
Maybe he took the wrong pill.